Raman Pahlele, it's a new year 2021 and you start the year with a trip to here in Luanda, Angola, in the CAF Champions League to face Primeiro de Agosto of Angola. How is the team looking?
Hey, thanks, Joe, and happy new year to all our fans. And look, we know it's a very important game for us, and we've started training already last year preparing for this game, and the team is looking good. The boys came back and they're looking sharp, so we're ready to fight. We know it's going to be very difficult. As much as we had a good game against them at home, you know, I think we should have won the game at home easily, in my opinion, but it is what it is. It's nil-nil. It's a whole new, complete different game because they're playing at home now. They're gonna come, but I think we have a big chance to go to the group stages, and which is what we came here for.
With this being the last hurdle in terms of games before you get into the group stages, how amped is your team as the person who's captained the last two games and likely to captain the team again on Tuesday? How amped and how ready are they for the match?
Look, everybody is aware of how big the game is on Tuesday, and everybody is aware of the importance of this game. And, you know, everybody is aware that we need to start the new year with a win and carry on from there, you know. So everybody is on the same boat, you know. We know it's very important to put the team into the group stages so we can compete with the best of Africa. So everybody's on board, honestly speaking. The guys are looking forward to it, and it's a chance that we've spoken about since last season, to say as much as we didn't win the league, but the team is in the Champions League, which is something that we really want to explore. And the coach is also willing and is prepared to go extra mile in this competition.
Your team did well against Primeiro in the first leg, but there was obviously missed opportunities in terms of goal scoring, a lot of missed chances. With the return of Samir to the team, having traveled with the squad to Angola, do you think you'll be able to score some goals, and is he the answer to the drought of goal scoring that we've seen in the last few games?
Yeah, look, like I mentioned, we should have won that game easily, 3-4-0. We missed a lot of chances, and at this moment in time, we'd appreciate anyone who can come and score goals for us. We know what Samir is capable of, and we're not going to put the pressure on Samir to say, you are back now, you have to score goals for us. As long as he comes in and plays for the team, and even if he gives the other guys to score, like we have Kama who's capable of scoring, we have Castro who's capable of scoring, Lazarus, Zuma, and, you know, Tower also is capable of scoring. So we're not going to put that much burden on him and say, you know, we want to also give him the space. We know he's been out for too long, so we're not expecting miracles from him. But he's been doing well at training, and I just hope that he continues even in the games. But like I said, we all know what Samir can do. He gets a chance, he's going to bury it. And everybody is happy to have Samir back, you know, so because we know how important he is to our team.
And lastly, Rama, the sad news came on Saturday of the passing of the man who wore the jersey number that you are famous for, which is number 2. He made it famous for the number of years he was captain of Kaizer Chiefs from 1975 to 1985 and part of the development team. Mr. Ryder Mofokeng, your words.
Yeah, like, look, it's a very big loss, you know, to South African football and to our development, most importantly, because whenever we went to the other side to watch the development playing or to have meetings that side with the development boys, he's always been present, and You know, obviously coming to jersey number two, and he's a legend in too many ways. I can't even utter a single word to doubt that. You know, he's been a very important figure of the club, and we're very saddened by his loss. And we can only continuing the legacy that he left and push it. You know, it's always been a soft-spoken person. You know, Coach Ryder would come like, "Ebafetere man, wetsala." You know, it's always been encouraging, even when we're not doing well. He'd come and encourage us. So we can only continue where he left off. And condolences to the family. They must stay strong, and we pray for them during these difficult times. And may his soul rest in peace. I mean, like, we've lost a legend, honestly speaking. Like, we've lost a very important person in that lab, you know. The development boys are going to miss him solely. So, yeah.
Thank you, Ram.
Thank you, Java.